We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour with Kurt Bevacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. Will Venable coming up in a few minutes. We'll talk to him about a couple of outstanding defensive plays he made.
Boy, you think?
The Trout one was a lot of fun. That's end of the year.
He's just a good defensive outfielder.
Great defensive outfielder.
He really is.
Can I say that? How's his UZR? Is it good enough for me to call him great? What about his defensive run saved, his DRS?
I think great
what does the
is
fielding?
Okay.
Great is okay. You're
yes.
good with great. As long as you're good with great, I'm good with great. So we'll talk to him coming up in a few moments. Time now, though, to activate the Cholula Hotline and welcome in John Conniff of Mad Friars. You can follow him on Twitter at Mad Friars. You can lead him on Fox. Read him on FoxSportsSanDiego.com. John, you are checking in with us from where today?
I'm in Fort Wayne. I'm calling you guys from Parkview Field, and the second doubleheader game is about to start.
Well, look at that. He's at the Tin Caps game, and the game is about to happen. Now, you don't have express written permission or consent from the Tin Caps to pass along play-by-play of what's happening. So I don't want you to get yourself in trouble there.
I'm doing the interview from the president of the club's office, so I think I got carte blanche to pass that along.
All right. Hey.
I'll be all right.
Okay, I don't want any lawsuits. Can I start with Franchi Cordero? He's a name I think we should all be pretty aware of at this point. And obviously when you're talking about, single A, it's going to be a couple of years. But a shortstop who's having a really nice season, is he not?
No, he's been struggling. He was a big prospect. He was making a lot of errors short, and they moved him out to the outfield, and things have been going along for him a little bit better. And he's in center field to start tonight's game. The guy you probably might be thinking of is a shortstop that just called up, who's only 18 years, is Rudy Jaron, who's just been tremendous. He's hitting about .460, and he looks really smooth out there, and he is definitely going to be someone to watch.
Rudy Jaron, that's right. Rudy with two Ds. He's the big guy. Also. And he's only been there a little bit, right? So, I mean, when do we start, or when do we stop maybe having sample size questions about Rudy?
That's my pet peeve in the media. I don't know. I think the best thing probably is just to watch him play for the rest of the summer. I mean, I got to interview him earlier today. He's a really nice kid. He got injured in the Arizona League last year, and he had some bad numbers. Came back. He really worked hard in the instructs and in extended spring, and he came up here, and he's just great. He hit a double in the first game, and last night he just parked a homer over the left field fence. Makes all the plays in defense, and he's definitely someone to watch.
So Rudy's – I'm not familiar with Rudy. Where's he from?
Rudy's a guy from the Dominican Republic, and half the team is pretty much Latin in Fort Wayne this year. So they've had a lot of coaches that are Spanish-speaking that are working with him. And, he's the type of guy that's, I guess, Kurt, if you're looking at the more traditional evaluation, he's got just a lot of tools. I mean, he can run, he can throw, he's got a little bit of pop. He has more of a line drive swing, and that's kind of what you're really noticing right now, because it's just at 12 games is the dreaded phrase, too small a sample size. But, when you hit .470 and you come up in your debut, that's good.
It's a good way to get people's attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's been a really interesting guy to watch just in the last couple of weeks. The draft, obviously, is coming up this year. Last year's second-round pick, I believe, Michael Geddes. He is with the Tin Caps now, is that right? What's sort of going on with him? I know they were very high on him in spring training.
Yeah, he's in center field. He had a really good first month, and he kind of had some trouble running into May. He's been doing pretty well since I've been here in the past four games where I've seen him. He's hit a lot of doubles. Great athlete. He's another guy who's young. He's only 18. Last year he was playing high school ball in Georgia. And his big thing is to lay off a high fastball. But when you talk to the Padres video guys, he has a really good pitch recognition. He made some very good defensive plays. He's another guy where you just have to kind of give him some time and, kind of let him play. He's not going to move up to Lake Elsinore anytime soon. And I think he'll be able to stick it out in Fort Wayne and not go down to the short season leagues and Tri-City, the new affiliate that they'll have this summer.
So he falls all in right with all the rest of the young kids laying off that eye-high fastball that you can see so well.
Yeah, that's his big problem. Like, my assumption was, and you can talk about this better than I can, Kurt. I mean, I would think he would have more problem with the breaking pitches and changeups, but his biggest problem right now is just laying off the high fastball. I mean, he hammered a curve the other night. I mean, just nearly bounced against the center field wall. So he can do that, and he has a lot of speed. He's what they call a classic five-tool guy, and if he can hit, he will definitely be someone to watch. I'll play with in San Antonio earlier this week, too.
Yeah, I want to ask you about some of the stuff going on at San Antonio. John Conniff, MattFryers.com, on Twitter, at Matt Fryers, with us on the Cholula Hotline. A name we're definitely hearing more and more of, I think, as time goes on, would be Travis Jankowski with the AA San Antonio Missions. What can you tell us about him right now?
Oh, I'm a big fan of his. His game is a little bit like Corey Spangenberg, only he's a little bit better defender. He's about 6'3", a solid 200 pounds. He can just run. I think in Elsinore in 2013, he stole 71 bases. He has 15 this year, only three times caught stealing. His biggest improvement is he's been able to handle the inside pitch. So he's using more of the whole field, which opens up a lot. He's not going to be a home run hitter, but you know, he can get a lot of doubles and triples. He's hitting about 330. I don't have the stats in front of me, with a pretty high on base percentage. He's cut down his strikeouts quite a bit too.
Talking to John Conniff, Matt Fryers on the Cholula Hotline. Young pitching at San Antonio, yes?
Tremendous. You know, they have a guy I saw there tonight right before I left, Ryan Butler, who got called up from Elsinore. And he was like sitting in the mid-90s throughout the game. Now, he still needs to work on his breaking pitches and his changeup. But, you know, if you talk to people in the minor leagues, I mean, anyone who can consistently throw in the mid-90s, you know, they like that. That's something they can work with. And that's with Colin Ray down there, who's very good.
Yeah.
Justin Hancock, Elliot Morris. And Casey Kelly's starting to be stretched out. And he was a little rough, but he's starting to come around. So the pitching staff at San Antonio is probably the best in the system. And all those guys kind of profiles. People could, you know, probably about number four, potentially number three starter. So there's someone to watch.
All right, good stuff. John Conniff, MattFryers.com, on Twitter, at Matt Fryers, goes around with some other folks that write for the site, checks out the Padres minor league affiliates, and writes about them. What's the next thing you've got coming on FoxSportsSanDiego.com so we can make sure everybody checks it out?
Hopefully we'll have an article on Colin Ray coming up and one on Nick Torres, who's an outfielder here for Fort Wayne. He's out of Cal Poly with a fourth-round pick. He's had a really good season so far. And our next trip should be out to El Paso in about mid to late June.
Very nice. All right, John Conniff, make sure you check him out at Matt Fryers. John, appreciate it as always, man. Have a good rest of your trip.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on.
Appreciate it. John Conniff, Matt Fryers.
John's a go-to guy.
Yeah, he is, man. He's all over. It's fun. Reading their stuff, really in-depth. Really good stuff. He was on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres.
It sounds a little like John might be tough to get on a hot seat. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, no, you're not going to throw him off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I screwed up the first question. He was like, no. Dummy. Wrong guy. I just read my notes wrong. But, like, no, it's good. Like, you know, he's really into it. Look, if you're going to talk to somebody about what's taking place in the minors, there are so many guys in so many places. So you better hope that the guy can keep everybody straight.
No, I'm sitting here listening to him. I know you looked over at me one time to ask a question, and I was so enthralled with everything that he was saying and learning from what he was saying that I really didn't have anything to ask him.
There you go. He's just got all the information.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Something a little bit silly. The Fryer is here, and I'm going to put him in maybe a little bit of an uncomfortable situation. He doesn't really know what's coming. But I'm going to ask him a favor, and it's not the most pious thing ever that I'm going to ask him to do. So we'll see how he reacts to that. And he can say no. I'm not trying to put undue pressure on the mascot, for goodness sakes. But we'll do that. And then Will Venable is going to stop by as well. Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio continues right after this.